I asked you to go through the Gemara today. There's really two Gemaras we'd like to touch on. The Gemara of Aksanoi, and then later on the Gemara about the brachas of Chanukah. Now, first we'll talk about Aksanoi. The Gemara says, while the Gemara in Shabbos teaches us that the Rabbanim were Mesakin, a mitzvah of lighting Chanukah. Now we had a whole sugya before, I think Rabbi Nachum spoke on, mitzvah Chanukah ner ishu beisah. There's a mitzvah, the mitzvah was given for a man and his household. Now that in itself is an important chiddush. That's, before we get into the parsha of Aksanoi, we have to understand, what does it mean ner ishu beisah? Certain mitzvahs were given only to men. Every Ben Yisrael has to do certain mitzvahs. For instance, shaking a lulav, putting on tefillin. Certain mitzvahs were given for women. Now, Chanukah is a type of a mitzvah that it was given ish ubeisah, which means to say the mitzvah was put on the household. In a household, there are basically three parts. A father, a mother, and children. From the Gemara of Ner Ishu Beisoi, we see that the mitzvah was not on each one itself, the father to light, the mother to light, the children over by mitzvah to light. We're not discussing children under by mitzvah. That's only a chumrah of chinuch. But the mitzvah was Ner Ishu Beisoi. That means one menorah, one hadloka is enough for the whole family. When the father lights, he does not have to be a shliach for the mother or a shliach for the sons over by mitzvah. Because then it would be each one separate mitzvah through shlichus. Ner ishu beisoi is one mitzvah. The mitzvah of the rabbanu was put on the household. So according to this yisoid, that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah was put on the household. Now, the Gemara comes along and says, Achsonoi is a person who has no household. He's a guest, he's visiting by someone else, a person who is not married, but he's out of the house. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshis, Achsonoi chayiv b'Ner Chanukah. And the Ran speaks out, the Ran asks the Kasha, what's the Chiddush, Achsonoi? That a guest has to light Chanukah lit. What's the Chiddush? Of course, he's a Ben Yisrael. So the Ran and other Rishonim explain, we might think since the Takona, the mitzvah was on a bias, which consists of a husband, a wife, and children. So we might think that if a person is in a stage of life where he's an Achsonoi, that means he's not married yet. So it comes out, and he's by someone else's, he's in an apartment, he's living by someone else, so he doesn't have a bias. So we might think that he's not part of the mitzvah. So the chiddush is that no. There's really, even if a person is not part of that, of someone else's house, he's not part of, he doesn't have a home for himself, still he's mechuyev in Ner Chanukah.
It's not shlichus.
No, hold up, wait. No, we're getting to that.
Is an Achsonoi, he's somebody who lives there, or somebody just visiting?
No. Well, temporarily. If he's, it gets complicated. The simplest case of Achsonoi means on a temporary. It's not, it doesn't say exactly how long, but the poskim speak out, he's not eating by the other person. Every day he goes to the store, he buys his little pekel, and he just is using their bedroom. He sleeps by them. But if he eat by them, then he would be considered part of the family. But we're assuming the case of Achsonoi is that he doesn't have his own bias. Now, one kasha you have to understand is, why? Do you want to ask something? No. Why doesn't... Now, but if he's married, the Gemara says, when a person gets married, then he does not have to light Chanukah licht, because since his wife is lighting, he has a bias. And they're lighting, even if he's 1,000 miles away, so he doesn't have to light Chanukah licht. Because again, the mitzvah was on the bias, and he has a bias. So therefore, the only chiyuv for Achsonoi to light is if he's single, a single bocher who is living away from home. What do you want to ask the
Someone who's away from his house.
Yes?
If the lighting in his house, he's going to have a mitzvah.
If what? If the lighting, so he's part of that mitzvah. That's what this Gemara says. An achsonoi who's married, a man, a businessman.
So he's married, we're going to son.
Wait. So that's what we're saying. Achsonoi is the case in the Gemara. That means he's not a husband. If he's not married, so then he cannot rely on the fact that they're being lit on his own in his house. From this Gemara, you see what's an achsonoi. Hold on. An achsonoi is somebody who's not married. Now, achsonoi has the light on his own. The question is, why can't he rely on his family, on his parents? Why do we say that only a married person can rely on his home? What about a single person who's away? Why can't he rely? From the Gemara is mashma that an achsonoi has to light, even if he has parents that are lighting. Why does he have less of a home than the husband who can rely on his wife lighting? So you could say Pashup Shat in the Gemara, Dachsanoi is, he has no home, Chalila Echeis, he's a Yosin, that this Taka, we're talking about an Achsanoi who does not have parents who are lighting for him. That's one way you could learn. But it's Mashma from the Poiskim that even if he has parents, but a husband is more attached to a wife than a son is or a daughter is attached to home. That's right. So the place can bring down like this. By a husband and wife, which is ishta kigufay. So even if he's away from the home, his whole life, his whole support is coming from the home, the fact that he's married. So even when he's away, that's called the beisoi. When his wife is lighting for him 1,000 miles away, that's ner ishu beisoi. That's where his mind is. But a bocher, or a girl for that matter, which also women are mechuyev in the midst of Chanukah, even though it's Zman Groma, like the Gemara says, because it's Afhein Hoye Bayis HaNes, basically they have to be part of a bayis. And a single boy or girl is only considered part of the home when they are home. When they are away from home, they cannot rely, they lose the mitzvah of Ner Yishu Beisot. So they have to find some other eitzah. Either they have to light on their own, or as we'll see soon, they have to chip in. Yes. Second teretz is that even though they have parents that are lighting for them, but since they're not that attached to their home, to their parents, they're big enough, they're grown up enough to be away, so they leave the ner ishu beisa. If they're out of the home, during Chanukah time, they cannot rely on the mitzvah. If they're in the home, like we started off, that's why I brought down the Gemara before. If the father and the mother and the children are all in the house, they're all there. So then their ishu beisa is chal on them. This is because they're all under the same roof. But if they're away, it depends. If the husband is away, since his mind is at home, that's the Gval de Kashkofa, you see. The husband, even when he's away, he's home. His mind is at home. So therefore he's part of Ner Ishu Beisa. And he gets the mitzvah under the household. He doesn't have to do it himself. But the children over Bar Mitzvah have to find some other Eitzah to fulfill the mitzvah of Adlokas HaNer. So the Gemara says, now the next point. What should an Achsonoi, that means a person who's not part of the original general Ner Ishu Beisa, how does he fulfill the mitzvah? So the Gemara says, the Eitzah is to be mishtatif. He should give a penny, and he should chip in with the people where he's staying by. Now, in Halacha is brought down, and Mishnah Berurah brings down, that this is only like an Eitzah, b'dieved. L'chatchila, the way for an Achsonoi to do it is to go out and take a menorah with him, and with his candles, so that he himself should get the mitzvah, he should do a whole mitzvah of Adlokas in there. So what do you see from here? The Chiddush of the Gemara is that even if Itaka has no bayis, he has no home, he still has the mitzvah, the Chachamu Masakin, that this boy or this girl who's away in a dormitory or away on a business trip, a single boy who's away, has a mitzvah even though he has no bayis. So it comes out like this. There's two takonas. According to this Chiddush, there's really two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is Ner Ishu Beisim. That means if you're part of a group, you have all the group gets one mitzvah. If you're an individual and you're not part of a group, then you have your individual mitzvah.
When one goes away, wherever he stays, really, that's considered his...
No, that's what we're saying. If he's not mishtatef with the prutis, that's not his bias. That means he's just in a hotel. If a man is sitting in a... He's renting, he went to a hotel by himself.
So that room where he stays is considered his for that night.
That itself becomes the bias.
Right, so yeah.
Okay, good. All right, so you want to say that... But I mean, a check, he doesn't have issue basic. Okay. All right.
If a husband and wife are away, someone likes in the house...
If the children could light for both parents, it's a nice show. Show.
It's in the house.
Good, I hear what you're saying. I like that. It's a nice show.
Because it's like a parent...
Because he's away, so since his parents are not there, so he has his own mitzvah. So they're missing the bias. They're the main part of the bias is out. Simple standing a good svara. If both parents are away, so fakir, so the single boy, he has his own mitzvah. So the issue basically is on the father and mother. Very good.
Why can't
you
say
Pasha
that Brom Zaka,
the son is Mzaka the father? That's Brom Mzaka means the mitzvah. If a boy learns Torah, Mzaka doesn't mean
thus,
he could do it, he could be Mitzvah. It's a different. It's, okay. Now the question is like this. But the Gemara comes along, and this became a minig. And when a person is visiting somebody else, or even by Bochrim, you chip in. The Gemara says, Mishtatef Beprit. He doesn't have to, if he doesn't light his own menorah, he could be Yotze by chipping in with someone else. So I didn't have time to be Mayim. I really had a big interest to go through this well. I had seen others for him, which I misplaced. I forgot where they are. Exactly, you have to understand, what does this accomplish? What do you need it for? And how does this make it? By giving a pruta, how does this achsonoi, who pashtis has his mitzvah of adlokas haneris, how does it help? Halakas HaNeres means to light candles and to say brachas. How does it help? Mamonosh. If without the pruta, he cannot rely on the brachas and the lighting of these the hosts where he's staying by. He can't rely. So what does this one pruta do? So he bought a little shemen. He didn't light it. He didn't say the brachas. How does the Gemara explain? What's Poshit Pshat in the Gemara? Achsonoi, how does it help the Mishtatef Beprut? So, you could ask it two ways. How does it help? That's the way we're asking. And you could ask also, what do you need it for? What does he have to be Mishtatef Beprut? What? There's two, Meman of Shal. Let him just tell the person, be mitzi me. Let him say over and say, please be mitzi me as a, you please do it for me. So, you could say like this. So the question is, what's wrong with him asking to be yitzi? You could ask somebody to be yitzi with brachas. We have a klal, shemeya ka'ina, right? So you could say, do me a favor, say the bracha for me, be yitzi with brachas hashach. For that you don't need a pruta. Now for lighting the candles, let him say, the yotze, the mitzvah of lighting candles for me. So if you hold that there's Hanukkah, you have to own the oil. If you hold, there's a big machlekes ha-poskim. Anytime, whenever, when Chachomim were masakin the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah, did they make it like Esrik? Just like Esrik, you can only shake the Esrik if it belongs to you, Lachem. So some place can hold that by Ner Chanukah also. You can only be Yotze if you own the Chanukah. Other poiskim hold not that way. So if you hold like those poiskim that say you have to own the Shemen, you have to own the candle in order to be Yotze, so you could say like this. You're giving a pruta to be lochem. So once you own it already, then you make him a shliach for the hadlaka, since you bought part of the oil. So it comes out you're a shut if you own part of the oil. So as far as the maisa hadlaka, you make him a shliach. You're telling him, be me a shliach. and it has to be mine. For that, I'm giving you money, so you're lighting my candles. For the brachas, we have a call, Shemeya Kaina. He'll listen, he'll answer Amen. It's as if he himself said the brachas. But that's only good if we pass and you have to own Hanukkah, just like you have to own the Esther. But the halacha, we pass and you don't have to. And some place, Mefarshim bring a beautiful raya. They bring a raya that when the Chachamim were masakin to light Hanukkah licht, it's not like Esri. The raya, they hold you could use oil of Isuri Hanukkah. If a person owns oil which belonged to Avodah Zorah, or the oil which was, let's say, a trade, a client, a case, you come out of, you'll find a case of Orlo. That means the first 3 years, the olives, the oil that comes from the first 3 years, you're not allowed to have any pleasure from that oil. So we paskin, I think with halacha, that you're allowed to use oil of Isurei Hanor for Hanukkah lift. Why? Because mitzvahs lav lehenesh nitna. You're not really getting any benefit from the oil by doing the mitzvah. But you see that you're allowed to use, if you're allowed to use oil of Isurei Hanor, and we hold Isurei Hanor enish shaloi. You can't own something you can't have any pleasure from. So it should come out that we have a raya, some portion bring a raya from Shemin, Shali Surah, and all that you don't have to own it. So if you don't have to own it, we're back to the original question, why does the Nachsanoi, why does he have to be mishtatif with a pruta, why does he have to buy part of the oil? Let him just make him a shliach. And we had it, we're learning now in Kiddushin, Shluchoi Shal Adam Kemaisa. Let him make him a shliach to light for him, even without owning the oil. You make him a shliach. Do me a favor. Be my shliach to light for me. And he'll listen to the brachas. So why does he have to be mishtat with the pruta? Yes?
Do you have the chiyuv?
So let him make a shliach. Let him just make him a shliach. You light for me. So you're shlucha shalom kemoisei. We have a mitzvah, you can tell somebody married to make a kedushin for me. Why can't tell him make a hadlokas neris for me?
Because he has a chiyuv. Right?
So every chiyuv, you have a chiyuv to get married also. You have a chiyuv, we mafresh truma. If I'm a farmer, can I tell you, go to my crops, take the truma, you can make a brocha, you can do everything for me. Shluch Hashem
Kemoisech. Every time we say Shluch Hashem Kemoisech, there's some hint that you can use a shliach.
Why? No hint, there's a gemara in kedushin. That's our sugya. That on a mitzvah, you could tell someone else to
so
do it.
So they're not conditions of Gerisha, but Chanukah, there's no hint that the Shliach is good. It says, merit equals the Vesa. Even person has a special
Shliach.
Yeah. So
you're timing that you can't use Shlichus for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah.
Right.
Okay.
So,
what?
There's
something like
that.
Like,
he has to do something.
What can you have to light in your house when you're away?
Good, say anything now, that's the Shiloh. I'm asking you, so there's a tshuva right in Rav Moshe, there's an interesting, Rav Moshe Zayin Gezunt has a tshuva, he has a tshuva in Orach Chaim, and Rav Moshe Paskin's claw, you could make a shliach for Hadlokas Neris. Because he says, Taka, why is it different than Truma? Shmuel Meir is asking, more Mamdash, if I cared, it's a Mematzinu. Once we have a parasha of Gittin and Kiddush, and the Gemara, you learn out from Pesach. So you learn out to call out Torah Kula. Tefillin, that's the famous Torah. I mean, to Hashem, you'll rest up, you'll come back, there's a whole tzeis about Tefillin. There are certain exceptions, certain mitzvahs. You can't make a shliach on. But Rav Moshe Zayin, the first day, look, it's famous. He has a whole tshuva. You could make a shliach. The question is, do you have to be there? That Avram David had a good point. According to this Lachor, you could even go away from the house. That's a whole big problem. Do you have to be there while he's lighting or not? That's a separate question. But the chlor, you can make him a shliach to light for you. The man chalila is he can't get out of, he's out of bed. He tells somebody else, take the menorah and say the brochas. And Rav Moshe chlor holds it's like truma. You could make a shliach. So we're back to the question, why do you have to be mishtatef bepruta? Just tell him to be a shliach and learn from kedushin that you can make a shliach. That's mitzvah bo b'avera. That's a different problem. The mitzvah bo b'avera, there's an avera over there, gezel. That's a different problem. No, it depends what the problem is. We're talking about Isuri Hanoi. Isuri Hanoi, you're allowed to use, because you're not getting any pleasure out of it. So you're not doing any avera. When you steal wine, when you steal oil, you're getting into mitzvah bov avera. No. Yisurah no. If you steal something, it's not yisurah no. It's gezel. Yisurah no means the Torah says like milk and meat get cooked together, you're not allowed to eat it. The Torah puts an iser. Gezel is not an iser, it's a mumminus. The laws in mumminus, it's not yours. Technically, if I take your pen, there's no iser on me using the ink. The ink is not treif. The pen is not treif. That's choshe mishpat. Don't mix up choshe mishpat with Erech Chaim. It's a different type of a problem. Somebody knew. Somebody's in the hospital. Huh? He asked me now, Stam Shiloh, what does that have to do with this Shiloh? Nothing. So let's, and Lumdis, let's stick to this Shiloh. You want to ask the man himself turns on the lights. Here we're dealing with a problem for care. He's using good candles, he's using oil, but he's not doing it himself. He's being mishtatif.
Doesn't Mishnah learn out that you can make shlishes by penos fine?
He learns out from Kedushin, Memetzino, Binyanav. If you find by these mitzvahs in the Torah, that's especially, I have pleasure because I knew it touches on the
so
city that we're learning Kedushin.
So why doesn't he learn like Tzum?
Wait, so that, I told you, hold on. You come back, Hashem, there's a whole big Torah. Why certain mitzvahs you can't make a shliach on? But Chanukah is one of those mitzvahs you could make a shliach. So the question is, why does he have to be mishtatev with a pruta?
On the first Sabbath, it works through a chem. So how's it work?
What do you mean, how's it work? You have to own it. So if he gives it, he's a shutif. He's a partner.
He's a partner.
He doesn't own the whole thing. Uh-huh. So on that, you could say to mahalta. Why does he have to be mishtatev with a pruta? You could say like this. When can you make somebody a shliach? That's if the person, let's say, already was Yotze. Reuven asks Shimon. Shimon was already Yotze with his neres. He did his mitzvah already. So it comes out. Now Reuven's stuck without Chanukah. So Reuven tells Shimon, listen, Shimon, you did yours already. Now be a shliach and light for me. So when Shimon goes to light, he's lighting for Reuven. Right? But over here we're talking about where he's in a home with people. These people are going to light for themselves. Anyway, they're planning to light for themselves. So if he does not give them a pruta, we cannot consider that the balabayis is lighting for the guest, because the balabayis is lighting for himself. So that's why the balabayis cannot turn into a shliach unless the guest gives some money. So part of the shemen no longer belongs to the owner, to the balabayas. So when the balabayas lights the shemen, he's lighting taka for two people. He's lighting for his own mitzvah, and then he can become a shliach for the guest. Again, when the parasha shlichus goes, that's only when the shliach does not need the mitzvah himself. The shliach is only doing it for the sender. But in our Gemara, the reason why you have to go ahead and pay money, because you want to pay money, because the shliach is doing for himself anyway. If he's doing for himself, how could he automatically become a shliach also, if he's doing it for himself? So that's why you have to, but if you're mishtatav v'pruta, so it's as if he's lighting two menorahs. In this candle, part of the wick, part of the maisa hadlaka goes for his oil, and part of the maisa hadlaka goes for the oil that the guest bought.
But he could be a shliach, light himself and light someone else.
If you do two separate menorahs, be no problem. The Chiddush of the Gemara is you could even use one menorah. That at the same lighting, it could be both for yourself and for a shliach. That can only work if he has two different shemen. But if he don't own all the oil and everything, so he can't separate the maisa. The maisa adlok is more for himself.
The money's
going to
be doing what?
What?
What's the money going to be doing?
The money's going to make it that with his mice, it is really as if there's two actions here. One action is lighting his oil, and one action is lighting the oil of the shliach.
He's buying half of it?
That's right. It doesn't have to be half.
So it's just
a chelik.
That's enough?
No. The chiddush is that a chelik, once you make a chelik, then you can make him into a shliach, even though really he's doing it for himself anyway. You have to split it up. But if he'd like two separate menorahs, it could be Yitaka wouldn't have to be mishtatav for Putin. That's one term. It could be that the whole gather achzanoi is different. And it could be the pshat nachsanoi is not the pshat, is that you're making him that the achsanoi makes the balabayas a shliach. It could be through the prut they become b'nei beisoi. By giving him money, by chipping in into the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, he doesn't have to be a shliach. He turns into b'nei beisoi, just like I told you, a bocher who sits and eats by somebody else's house. It's as if he's the child of the house. In other words, it doesn't have to be a blood relation to be Ner Yishuv Beisoi. It has to be Ner Yishuv Beisoi to fit under the general mitzvah. I told you this one general mitzvah either has to be a husband, a wife, child relationship, or it has to be bochrim who are eating at the table. A visitor who eats at the table, he tunes in, he becomes part of the family. And the Gemara is saying another chiddush, that achsanoi, if you chip in to the purchase, like you become a part of the family, legabe the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, so therefore you don't need the whole parasha of shlichus anymore. Because then again you're back to Ner Ishu Beisoi, it becomes one group, and therefore you're yotze. It could be chapa nafkamina between the first teretz and the second teretz. This is all just, you know, not with the proper, I don't mean to paskin halacha, but it could be a big nafkamina between these two pshatim, whether achsanoi works as shlichus or achsanoi works as b'nei beisoi. It could be a big nafkamina if an achsanoi chips in, but he has to go to a business meeting. He's staying at somebody's house, and he's not going to be around at the time of Chanukah lich. So if we'll be a gather of shlichus. So it could be that he'd have to be the taka, depending on this whole tshuva and remotion. Maybe he'd have to, it could be weather way. Would he have to be standing there at the town of Lucas Neris? If you learn it's shlichus, what would you say? It's more logical that what if it's shlichus, that he wouldn't have to be standing there. But if it's become b'nei beisoi, so in order to be as b'nei beisoi, it's not that he'd have to be there at the time when they're actually lighting. Okay, this was basically what in the first half of the inyan of achsanoi, of the guests. But if a person is married, so then again he does not have to light where he is, because in the house he's being yotze with Ner Ishu Beis. Now later on we'll just say b'kitzer, the Gemara comes along, and the Gemara is mechadish to us that in Ner Chanukah there's a big chiddush, different than other mitzvahs derabbanan. By no other mitzvah, every other mitzvah, you find you make a mitzvah when you do an action, when you're lighting candles, when you're sitting in the sukkah. By Ner Chanukah, the Gemara says, Horoya Ner Chanukah Mevorech. Just seeing the lich, even if a person is not lighting, let's say he's faced whatever reason, he's stuck, he has no candles with him, and he goes by a Jewish home, and he sees the Chanukah lich burning, he makes two brachas, she'os and nisim. He can't make l'habit ner, but he can make she'os and nisim, and on the first night he makes shechiyonu. Toisvus and sukkah, menvav amiral v'estakasha, why don't we do it by sukkah also? If a person doesn't have a sukkah, chalila, a person sick or whatever, and he sees another yid sitting in a sukkah, he should say shos and nisim also, because it was nisim of Mitzrayim. Sukkahs, taisis kach, not drush. This is halacha l'maisa. The taisis and membov gives two tirutzim. The first teretz is chavivus hanes. That means again, pursume the nes of Chanukah, like the Rambam's loshen chaviva ad me'oid. The nes was so chaviv. Mashma is even more chol than Nes Yitzis Mitzrayim, because Sukkot was the Nes. The Nes of, since we see Persume Nisa, the Chachamim want that we should publicize the Nes, so if people will see a man making a bracha on watching a Chanukah lift, that's also Persume Nisa. Now, the Moshe Zangazun has a very interesting, so the Gemara says that a person makes a bracha even if he sees it. There's a big machlokes rishayim. Is that only if he himself is not going to light the moshul? He has no family and he's stuck. He's not going to light Chanukah lich at all. Then he makes the bracha on seeing. That's the mashma from Rashi. Man's on a ship. He's stuck. impossible to light Chanukah. And he sees from a Jewish home on shore, he sees a Chanukah. But if he has, let's say, somebody he's going to light later, or in his family, his wife is lighting for him, then Rashi's mashmi, you don't make a bracha. Other place can hold no. Shulta Giborim, hold. And even though his house, he was yotze with the mitzvah of Neri Shubesoi, but he didn't see it. So according to the Shulta Giborim, there's another mitzvah. The mitzvah on looking at Chanukah. And on that you make a bracha shosanis. So we have a big machlokes. Is it a completely separate mitzvah? Or, and therefore, even if you did the, even if you get the other mitzvah of locker, you still can make a bracha? Or no, it's all one mitzvah. And if somebody's lighting for you in the house, then you don't make a bracha. Now, Rav Moshe has a interesting shaila. Finish off with a stickle Torah that was printed, and Lakewood put out Kuntaris and Kedusha Torah. And Rav Moshe has a piece on Chanukah there. He says like this. We know that the mitzvah of Chanukah licht is because of Pirsumei Nisa, right? You have to put it by the door. In the times in Eretz Yisrael, and even today, you know, from neighborhoods, people put it by the door. Pirsumei Nisa. What would be if a person is in a place where there's no Pirsumei Nisa? He's in a jungle. He's in a forest. Nobody is going to see the Chanukah licht. There's absolutely no Pirsumei Nisa. Does he have a mitzvah of Chanukah? Does he have a mitzvah? Can he make a bracha? Can he light Chanukah lift? Does he have a mitzvah? If the whole mitzvah is Pirsumei Nisa, to show the world, to show your family, show your children that there's a Chanukah, what would be a person, he's stuck on an island, no family, even Goyim, there's no Goyim, there's nobody there, a man by himself in a prison where nobody cares, nobody's going to see the Chanukah lift. So there's a big machlokes apoiskim. The Mogen Avraham says there's no mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Because since there's no Pirsumei Nisa, nobody's going to know about it. So the mitzvah, there's no mitzvah anymore. But Moshe Zayin Gazun paskins that there is a mitzvah. In other words, there's two. If it's possible that people should see the mitzvah, Pirsumei Nisa, then you should do it by the door. But if there's no Pirsumei Nisa at all, for instance, a man is by himself, so then he still has a mitzvah. He has a mitzvah to light, and he can make the bracha. Now, Rav Moshe has a tremendous theory. Bring the Shulta Giborim, like it says also, that a person who, even if they, because for himself to see, he'll get the mitzvah, then he'll look at the Neiris for himself. He's going to make a hill light for himself. The Mogen Avraham says no. If it's only for himself, you have no mitzvah. It's only when you're publicizing, when you're showing other people. What?
Why
are you trying to assume it's for others? Pirsume. Something you know is not piercing. You know it's Chanukah.
Are you showing you?
Good. So you're asking Kashin the Mogen Avraham. But I'm saying, listen, it's very late. Just let me finish the word, okay? Rav Moshe has a meridic astir in the Shulta Giborim. Because the chayda be a big nafkamina. According to the Magen Avraham, we understand why the Gemara gives a shir, mishetich l'rego min hashuk. There's only a certain time you can light Chanukah licht. Let's say a half hour after Meir, when people are coming home. But according to the Magen Avraham, let's say 2 o'clock in the morning, a man, for whatever reason, he was sick and he couldn't do anything, 2 o'clock in the morning he feels better. The Paiskim say he's put to the light Chanukah licht. Why? Since people are not trapped, nobody's in the street anymore, his family is sleeping already, so since it's already past the time where anybody's going to notice, so therefore you put. But the same Shulta Giborim, who said that a person, if he's left in an island, he has to light Chanukah licht, the Shulta Giborim says at 2 o'clock in the morning, you put to the light. So it's a steer. If you hold that there's Pirsumei Nisa for yourself also, so what's the difference if you're stuck on an island and nobody's there, or it's 2 o'clock in the morning and everybody's sleeping? So that Rav Moshe says a beautiful teretz. He says like this. When the Chachamim made the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, they wanted that the time, it should be done at a time when there could be publicity, when it's possible, when people are normal waking hours, when people are in the streets. And the Chachamim said, in order to strengthen their takana, the Chachamim said, after a certain time, the Chachamim stopped the mitzvah. The mitzvah only goes up to, let's say, 12 o'clock at night, whatever the time is, or a half hour after tzeis, there's a tichla regel min ashuk. When people stop walking in the streets. He says, that's the chilk. If a man's on an island, but at least if he lights, he davens ma'ariv at 6 o'clock in the evening, when they're davening, he's on an island. But the Zman HaMitzvah, it's during the time that if a ship would be traveling by, or if there would have been more people together with him on the island, there would have been Persumin Issa. So he's lighting during the time. The Takonas Chachamim were, during this time you have the mitzvah. Even though there's nobody around, and it's only for you, but you're lighting at the time of the mitzvah. It's like eating matzah. Eat matzah in July. So you're not eating at the Zman of the mitzvah. You have to do a mitzvah at the time of the mitzvah. Ma'ashayinkin, if a person is, let's say, at home, he's lighting at 2 o'clock in the morning and everybody is asleep. So the pshat is, even though he's not doing the mitzvah at the time, the Chachamim never gave a mitzvah after a certain time. But during that time, even though he's the only one that's going to see and fulfill the mitzvah, so Rav Moshe passes halacha l'maisa, that there's still a mitzvah. And according to this, it's very gishmak. He brings another ayah. He says, it says, b'shas ha-sakona, today we light. We light by the windows, but in certain chalil, in certain bad neighborhoods, the Gemara says, "Meniach hashulchan v'daya." You can light it right on the table. So l'chayr, Rav Moshe brings a raya to his psak, because if you hold that the mitzvah is only a mitzvah to publicize for other people, so how are you going to have a mitzvah if you light on the table? The Chacham should have said a new takana special b'shas. If the Chacham just said menicha, that it's good enough on the table, so that means to say that the mitzvah is, even is for the individual himself, that each person has a special mitzvah of their chanukah.